A top Hezbollah leader is killed in Lebanon. Prayer at the prison gate is scheduled. And do you know about the 2%? These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A major Hezbollah figure was assassinated this week in Beirut. A Lebanese Shiite Muslim group immediately blamed Israel. Tom Doyle is the Middle East expert for E3 Partners. Looking at who stands to gain by the murder.
My guess is that it was not Israel that did this, probably Sunni Muslims, because that war that's raging in Syria is a half step away from blowing up in Lebanon, too.
The killing fueled fears of a revenge cycle. Nobody wins there. Plus, the trouble puts Christians in the line of fire, too.
We may hear some of the chants in Lebanon that they're hearing in the streets in Syria from Sunni Muslims, death to the Christians. They have a different political system, but same groups fighting to be in control.
What can you do? Join the 838 prayer movement on Facebook. God is moving. We have some links for you at our website.
We invite believers to get on to get prayer requests from the underground church, SOS signals that are coming out to the body of Christ, pleading with people to pray for them.
Next, round two of Mali's parliamentary elections are slated for December 15th. The first round didn't draw a clear winner, which spiked tensions with the Tuareg rebels. Violence from their uprising sent more than 350,000 people fleeing to safety. World Renew teams are sending food and other supplies to help the refugees. Through the church presence, believers have an opportunity to share the gospel. Needs are ongoing, and if you'd like to help, we'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. There's a praise report coming from the bowels of a closed country in Asia. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says they recently shared the gospel with 28 women trapped in sex trafficking.
We actually had six women come to faith in Jesus Christ, and now they want out of the sex industry.
Klein says two former slaves shared their testimonies at the meeting.
They can really minister to these girls in a powerful way and say, I was here. I lived here, and you can come out. You don't have to live this lifestyle. There is hope in Jesus Christ, and He can wash your sins away. He can give you a new heart and a new life.
Want to come alongside Vision Beyond Borders and help save more women? We'll connect you through a link at missionnetworknews.org.
27 million girls and women that have been sold into sex trafficking and children around the world, and that's huge. But when we think about it, it's not too big for God. And we need to just be praying.
Meanwhile, there's an annual event in the U.S. called See You at the Pole. On this day, students gather around their school's flagpole before classes to pray. One of Crossroad Bible Institute's cohorts is holding a similar event tomorrow morning. Crossroad's David Scheringa says both events are public examples of solidarity.
You have different demographics in a symbolic way coming together to unite your hearts together for a common cause.
Prayer at the prison gate brings together prison chaplains, corrections officers, volunteers, and inmates' families to pray for prisoners.
Of course, we can do that at home or in our churches, but they're bringing the prayer service right to the prison gate.
Visit missionnetworknews.org to find one near you. If you can't make it to a prayer at the prison gate event, just set your alarm on your watch or cell phone.
At 10 a.m. on Saturday morning, pray for the effectiveness of these prayer vigils.
And what comes to mind when I say 2% solution? There are still places around the world where less than 2% of the people have ever heard about Jesus. HCJB Global launched a special project called the 2% Solution to change that. Support for this project provides five ways to change the lives of people who are physically, socially, and spiritually trapped. You're a critical part of reaching the unreached. We'll make the introductions at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips, Craig, and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you a copy, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.